FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Lars Dahlscheid joining us this morning from the NRA ILA, and we appreciate him. Lars, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks, Mark.
Hey, good. Good. When I saw this ban gun movement, this Disarm America movement, what's that all about?
Well, it's that they're trying to go through and push the agenda that has been around for decades, whereas they're trying to make sure that the average law-abiding American is not allowed to have the means of self-defense, despite the fact that criminals don't care about universal background checks. Criminals don't care about whether or not they're allowed to carry. They just go ahead and break the law, and it leaves the public as potential victims. They don't see that. They don't understand it, mostly because they have their big walls, they have their protective details, and they don't have the same worries and concerns of the average law-abiding citizen. And this is just another example of the things that you're seeing pushed by people like Michael Bloomberg, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, well, the federal assault weapons ban is DOA in the Senate. But on the House side now, you're going to have a bunch of stuff being pushed by Nancy Pelosi and the other leftists, including this idea of universal background checks, which they seem to think would fix everything. And in reality, it would have prevented nothing.
And that's the God honest truth. And you would think that somebody like Nancy Pelosi would realize that, because it was just about a month or so ago that a bunch of gun control groups, they came out with this study on what the universal background checks did in California and how that helped lower the crime rate. Only when they looked at the data, they found out it didn't lower the crime rate.
Right.
It didn't have any effect whatsoever. So when they're sitting there and telling you that, well, this is just to be safe, well, this is just in case, and well, if it just does one thing, it doesn't do anything. This is just about the overall agenda being pushed to make sure that the average law-abiding American doesn't have the means to defend themselves.
Well, here's what I think's interesting about it. If there was a universal background check and a father decided to give his son a firearm that had been handed down through the family, depending on the gun, his son would have to go get a universal background check first before he could inherit that gun from his father. And the basic design of this is that they'd have to put together a gun registry effectively. That's a non-starter.
Because the registry leads right up to, oh, now we know where to go and confiscate them. And, you know, they've been better, I will say, about some of these bills where the example that you mentioned, I believe, that would not require a universal background check. But if the dad wants to sell a gun to his nephew, that would require a universal background check. If he wants to sell it to his neighbor George, who he's known for 20, 30 years, that would require a universal background check. If he wants to loan it to George, so George can go hunting with his son, that would require a universal background check. And these are just unreasonable restrictions, especially when you get back down to the whole case, that the criminals will never go through a background check, so it can't be universal.
Thank you. No, right. So the point is to prevent a gun owner from selling a gun to somebody who's a convicted felon who wants a gun. Obviously, that's the point. So it puts the onus back on the law-abiding gun owner as opposed to the criminal in this particular case.
Exactly. And quite frankly, there's not one law-abiding gun owner out there who wants to sell a gun to a criminal.
No.
They don't want to put themselves in jeopardy, their family in jeopardy, the community in jeopardy. Nobody wants to do this. And you're not only seeing this happen at the federal level. You saw a whole bunch of bills that went through in Virginia. You're seeing, like out in Oregon, they're proposing a 5-round magazine limit because they're calling that high-capacity magazines. But luckily, you also have places like South Dakota where they're pushing a constitutional carry bill. It looks like it's going through the Senate, and hopefully that'll be voted on. And the governor has said that he's supporting it. So we're seeing this not only on the federal level, but on the state level. And you've got to keep on your toes and make sure that your politicians, the people that you elected, are doing what you want them to do.
Well, you always hope that people are going to look at this and, you know, have enough common sense to realize that the knee-jerk solutions that always come from the left never address the cause of the problem, which is that criminals don't follow laws. Like, for example, the ban on bump stocks that the president announced. I mean, it took a while. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the NRA signed off on that, correct?
We signed off on the fact that they should review that and, okay, and see if they should be regulated.
Well, I mean, again, that was used in one incident and wouldn't have done anything to prevent the shooting. I mean, it's debatable as to whether or not fewer people might have been hit if he hadn't been using something like that. But it's easy to rig up something like that if that's truly your intention.
Well, and it's one of the things that you see all of the time. Something happens and they say, we need to put on this ban and this registration and this limitation overall. And then you have some of the host and the newscasters who will then ask the question, well, would this have actually worked in this case? Would this have actually prevented anything in this case? Well, no, but that's not the point. We're just doing this about safety. It's like, well, no, that's exactly the point. If this is about safety, if this is about making sure that the right people own firearms, those laws are already in the books. There are too many of those laws on the books,
right,
that actually restricts the law-abiding gun owner from owning and being able to protect himself and his family, or herself and her family. It's the fact that you have to allow these people to go about their business, to go about their daily lives, and they're not the ones that you have to worry about. It's the bad guys. And that's where their focus should be.
Well said. Lars Dahlside with the NRA ILA. That's NRAILA.org. We appreciate your time, buddy. Thank you.